Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Prepared X podcast. I'm your host, Rob Burton. And just before we get started today, here's a word from our sponsors, OnSolve.
Physical threats such as severe weather, infrastructure failures, and civil unrest are increasing in severity and frequency, forcing organizations and government agencies alike to prepare for unpredictability. That's why only OnSolve technology is committed to helping security and risk professionals identify threats quickly and manage response holistically. OnSolve combines artificial intelligence, AI, powered threat detection, real-time and historical, with mass notification, incident management capabilities, and travel risk management to form the industry's most comprehensive unified platform, one that helps organizations identify critical events faster, analyze risks more accurately, and shorten the time to respond. From anticipating risks to detection and recovery, OnSolve technology and their experienced team support over 30,000 organizations across the globe through every step of a critical event. Welcome to the Prepared X podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host, he creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello, and welcome to episode 136 of the Prepared X podcast. I'm your host, Rob Burton. In this one, we're going to be talking about top five executive concerns in a crisis. And this is part three of what's going to be a five-part series around executive-level tabletop exercises. And again, we're going to be exploring the C-suite and the main concerns that they have. And so when you're designing your exercises for your tabletops to take the executives through, I'm going to identify five concerns that you may want to integrate into your scenario as you start to develop it out. So of course, there may be many more. We're going to touch on employee safety. We're going to talk about operational continuity, financial impacts, regulatory. We're going to be talking about reputation, communications, all the good stuff that we typically see when a crisis impacts a business. So they're the main points that we're going to talk about. Of course, your specific business may have some nuances that you want to focus on. Again, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to be touching on the typical ones that we see in executive level exercises. Okay, let's dive in then. So part three, essentially, this is of the five-part series, as I was mentioning before. And point number one I want to make is, of course, if there's a safety element to your scenario and the well-being of employees is part of that potential scenario design, then that's a great inject or a great focus points in your tabletop exercise scenario, and you may want to include that. So again, depending on your operations, depending on the scenario that you're thinking about conducting, you may want to bring in the employee safety element. Of course, there are traditional ones that we see certainly here in North America and around the world, really, in what's going on around the world in terms of terrorism, but certainly here in America, active shooter and threats to businesses. That's one way you can easily fit in the safety and well-being of employees injects. Of course, there are other elements as well from a safety standpoint. If you work in a highly hazardous operational environment, if you're sending people overseas to different parts of the world where there's potential for different issues popping up. So again, you can bring in that element. Of course, you can talk about the different types, get specific within your scenarios, different types of accidents that may happen, the health risks that may impact your employees. And of course, you can bring in mental health, emotional support, again, talk about the violence if that's part of the scenario as well. So there's a lot you can do there, a lot you can unpack. So number one is safety and well-being of employees, certainly a consideration for when you're designing your scenarios. And certainly the executive group should be concerned about this as it relates to the staff in the organization. So the next one I'm going to touch on, and these are in no particular order. Number two is continuity of operations. Of course, the C-suite, the executives, the leadership, they're going to want to keep the business moving throughout the period of the issue, the crisis, whatever may be going on, the emergency that's unfolding. They're going to want to make sure that, you know, can we continue to operate? Of course, we need to make sure it's safe to operate. If it's an environment where you need to close the doors, so to speak, then that's fine. Close the doors, get the operation back up and running when it's safe to do so. Open up your operation again. But again, that'll be a focus of the organization. The chief operating officer and other elements of the business will be talking about how do we keep the machine moving, because we need to continue to obviously produce for our customers and our other stakeholders. So continuity of operations always comes up, whether it's, you know, later on in the scenario or earlier on in this scenario. It's certainly something that there's an element of your leadership team that are going to be focused in on operations. So again, number two, continuity of operations. And then number three is financial impact. Of course, your chief financial officer, as it relates to your executive group and other financial leaders, are going to want to think about the stability of the organization. If you can think about a major cyber attack that brings the organizations to its knees for a period of weeks, which happens, right, in a significant, sophisticated cyber attack, then of course the financial stability and concerns around that will be, and the risks around financial, the financial impacts will be spoken about, or should be spoken about in your tabletop exercise. So you can introduce that certainly, you know, a period of time into the exercise where you can bring in the financial discussion. And executives will always want to consider cost control measures, right? So what are we spending money on based on this crisis as it unfolds? We're going to explore other financial support options, you know, and again, it could be government aid depending on the situation, natural disasters and other types of events. So lots you can unpack there in terms of the financial impact, and again, get strategic there and bring in the CFO to the conversation as you start to walk through your scenario planning. And then the fourth one, reputation and stakeholder communication. Of course, it's critical that we communicate during a crisis to all our different stakeholders. Who are those stakeholders? Do we know who they are? But from a strategic level, from an executive level, we want to make sure that we're protecting the brand, we're protecting the reputation from as early as possible in the event. And of course, those communicators within the organization are going to be front and center to managing that process. So again, including those types of injects, including the different types of stakeholders that may be concerned about their well-being, about their support. If you're a customer, you maybe want to introduce that element. Investors, of course, from a stakeholder investment perspective, the public, okay, of course the public are concerned, and you're getting hit by social media, traditional media, so you can bring all those elements in and make it as realistic as possibly as you can. And of course, transparency and accurate communications, of course, helping mitigate, and reduce the potential for that reputational damage is what you're looking to get out of this particular series of injects. And this may be throughout the scenario. So often when we design them, if it's a hard impact early on in terms of what the scenario is unfolding, you can bring in social media early on and you can build it up from there. And of course, you can bring in traditional media if you choose to do so. And again, all those other stakeholders I mentioned, you can include specific to your organization, specific to your concerns. So it's a big one, reputation and stakeholder communication, number four. And the last one I'll touch on, again, there are many more based on your individual organization and industries, but legal and regulatory compliance. And of course, the big one we'll pull out always in this environment, of course, is cyber, and as it relates to the loss of data and those implications around that. But there are many other regulatory environments as well. Of course, if you operate in different environments where health and safeties are concerned, where environmental impacts are concerned, concern if you work in that type of industry where you've got liabilities, including, you know, those regulatory organization or regulatory agencies that are going to be coming in and looking at your operations based on the scenario. So again, you can include that from a simulation standpoint, include those types of injects and those different types of stakeholders that are going to be concerned about that. But of course, you know, the general counsel is going to be concerned about other elements. And again, back to the cyber, cyber concern there, you know, what elements do you want to bring in? The SEC rulings around cybersecurity, do you want to practice those in your scenario? What are the other implications there? If you want to include insurance, of course, you can bring the insurance element in here as well, because that's often owned by the general counsel as it relates to cyber. But lots going on in your own regulatory environment. So take a look at your own specifics to your own organization, your own industry, and include those in the senior leadership exercise, and you'll have a really good discussion. So that's it. I'm just going to recap the five areas, as I mentioned. Number one, safety and well-being of employees. Include those where you possibly can in your scenarios if it's relevant. Continuity of operations, always going to be key, right? As it relates to keeping the business moving, that's what the executive team is there for. Financial impacts, of course, we need to stabilize the organization. Think about those financial risks. Include those injects there and ask those poignant questions as it relates to the financial impact. Number four, reputational and stakeholder communication. Critical, we have communication-related injects and challenges for the executive team as it relates to all those different stakeholders, all that different noise that's being made, as well as all those different serious conversations we need to have around protecting the brand. And then finally, as I mentioned, the legal and regulatory compliance, again, specific to your environment, specific to your executive group. Okay, that was short and sweet, but episode 137, I hope you enjoyed it. 136, I believe. I got that mistaken. Yeah, 136. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you did, please share it on iTunes or wherever you're listening to it. We appreciate it. And until next time, take care.